Live from NPR News, I'm Dale Willman. President Biden and First Lady Jill Biden spent the day in Uvalde, Texas on Sunday showing support for the community and the families of victims from Tuesday's mass school shooting. 19 children and two teachers were killed. Texas Public Radio's Jerry Clayton has more.
Upon landing, the Bidens were greeted by San Antonio Mayor Ron Nirenberg, then immediately boarded Marine One for the short flight to Uvalde, about 75 miles to the west. There, they were met by Texas Governor Greg Abbott and others, then traveled to Robb Elementary School, where they left white roses at a memorial set up there. While at the school, bystanders called out emotional pleas to the president.
Please help us! Our children are not safe!
The president and First Lady attended Mass at Sacred Heart Catholic Church, then spent the remainder of the afternoon at the local county arena, meeting with family members of the victims and first responders. I'm Jerry Clayton in San Antonio.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky took a rare excursion on Sunday to visit the eastern city of Kharkiv. Zelensky has rarely left the capital since Russia invaded the country 3 months ago. NPR's Ryan Lucas reports from eastern Ukraine.
Zelensky met with military and regional officials on his visit to Kharkiv. The city is Ukraine's second largest, and Russian forces targeted it in the first months of the war. But Ukrainian troops managed to push them back, and fighting is now in villages and small towns to the north and east of Kharkiv. The city, however, is still getting hit by Russian strikes. Further east in the Donbas is where some of the war's heaviest fighting is raging now. In his daily overnight speech, Zelensky said the situation there is incredibly difficult, particularly in the cities of Severodonetsk and Bakhmut, and other towns that are the target of Russia's offensive. Ryan Lucas, NPR News. The Donbas in eastern Ukraine.
Turkey's president says he cannot approve NATO membership bids by Sweden and Finland. The comment came after both countries sent delegations to try to overcome Turkey's objections. NPR's Peter Kenyon has more.
Turkish media are quoting President Recep Tayyip Erdogan as telling reporters after a trip to Azerbaijan that as long as he's president, Turkey, quote, cannot say yes to countries that support terror joining NATO. Erdogan has accused Sweden in particular of harboring terrorists from the PKK, saying they, quote, nuzzle terrorists to their bosom. The Turkish president reportedly added that the recent meetings with the Finnish and Swedish delegations had not taken place at the desired level. Every NATO member state must approve the entry of new members. The historic move to join by the two countries was sparked by alarm over Russia's invasion of Ukraine. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Istanbul.
More than 5,000 flights have been canceled so far this holiday weekend, with hundreds worldwide canceled on Sunday alone. More than 400 of those flights were flying to or from U.S. cities. Rocker Ronnie Hawkins has died. The rockabilly star from Arkansas was best known for organizing the group that eventually became known as The Band. Hawkins was 87. In 2013, he was named a member of the Order of Canada. You're listening to NPR News. Swedish auto racer Marcus Ericsson survived a dramatic finish to win Sunday's 106th running of the Indianapolis 500. As Quinn Kleinfelder from member station WDET reports, Ericsson took command after a rare mistake by one of Indy's most veteran racers.
Driver Scott Dixon dominated most of the race until he was caught speeding down pit lane as he made his final stop for fuel. A penalty dropped him well behind teammate Marcus Ericsson in the lead. Then Ericsson saw the last thing he wanted, a yellow caution flag because of a late accident, which eventually forced the race to stop briefly and restart with cars bunched together.
And I was praying so hard it was not going to be another yellow, but I knew it was probably going to be one. And it was hard to sort of refocus, but I knew the car was amazing.
The roughly 300,000 spectators were the most at the Speedway since COVID forced the race to run with no fans attending in 2020 and only limited seating capacity last year. For NPR News, I'm Quinn Kleinfelter.
Authorities in Oklahoma have arrested a 26-year-old man following a shooting about 45 miles southeast of Tulsa early Sunday morning. At least one person was killed and seven others injured. The shooting took place at an outdoor festival. Officials say those who were wounded have non-life-threatening injuries. Searchers in Georgia have now recovered the bodies of three missing boaters after two boats collided on Saturday on a Georgia river. Five people were killed in the incident. Officials say one of those who survived the accident has been charged with boating while under the influence. At least four people were taken to local hospitals after the crash. I'm Dale Willman, NPR News.